Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I hadn't really watched, and I figured, well, I should probably really lean into it, but the Paramount Plus streaming of the National Parks.
Oh, Jesus. Rachel Ware underwear, by the way, a little later on this morning. That was Todd's joke.
I flipped over
and
during...
And right into National Park talk. Right?
Yeah, the during the draft. Right. And it was New River Gorge in West Virginia. And
you're the only one that switched away from the draft.
There's nothing to see here.
Because wasn't it dark?
It's dark. Yeah. we'll rejoin at Everglades National Park, 6:10 tomorrow morning. So
it doesn't stream them in the dark?
No, they do, but they just show a static image of,
walking up and looking in.
When it's light out.
Or a raccoon, I should say.
Raccoon could come up to the camera.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So there's the excitement.
Have you seen the...
there's the incentive to watch.
There's a video I watched this morning of a dad. It's a Ring camera, and he's holding his like 3-year-old kid. He turns around, there's a raccoon attacking him. And the guy throws the kid to the ground and then starts running. Now, and then he runs over to the kid. Are you okay? But he whips him to the ground. The kid's okay. He's not hurt. But he
His
threw the kid.
His dad instincts didn't kick in?
No, he threw... Well, I don't know. I'm not really going to... It looked like it was headline. They were saying he threw him to the ground. But I'm thinking that's probably what a lot of us would do in that situation. The raccoon was attacking the dad, you know. So he threw the kid away. But, you know, the kid could have got hurt, too. So I'm not really blaming the guy. Because I don't know what I would do in that situation.
It looked legit.
Oh, no, it's Ring camera.
Okay.
You can't fake a raccoon attack.
Well, I saw
a
Ring camera.
You're holding a kid. You're holding a kid. It's, you know, you're not...
It's hard to get the raccoon to do what you want him to on the video.
Yeah,
they don't listen.
Some stuff's
well.
Fake, I get it. But Ring camera stuff is where I believe a lot of it, because it's especially raccoon attacks, which I've seen a bunch of.
I don't know. I've seen some Ring camera videos where it's like, you know, some neighborhood Karen knocking on the door.
I don't get those
and
either.
I think a lot of those are staged.
But the animal attacks, you're not staging
attack,
right.
When the guy walks up to the Ring camera.
Or a dog attack, I've seen that, right.
When the guy walks up to the Ring camera and all of a sudden there's a 3-foot snake that comes out of the wall right next to the Ring camera.
I believe that one,
too. I just saw one on Reddit that I don't know what to believe, but it's a lady and a guy's delivering a package and, you know, she's signed and stuff, and the dog is obviously upstairs barking.
I saw that one.
Yeah, and the dog then jumps. The dog is about to jump, and the lady goes over and catches the dog. But did it look legit to you?
It did.
That one seemed kind of hard to stage.
Again, there's an animal involved. How do you get an animal to jump off a roof if he doesn't want to?
Yeah, he didn't look like that well-trained of a dog.
No, he kind of looked like a dumb dog.
Did you see the one, apparently this human befriended a squirrel? And there's video of the squirrel finding a cookie and bringing the cookie and putting on the ledge for the human.
I saw that one, too.
That I believe that one completely.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. It's feel good.
Yeah.
It's feel good crap in this dystopian hellhole that Nick likes to say it is.
And then the squirrel
Not disagreeing with him on that.
Then the squirrel ran out in the street and got squashed.
They didn't show that part. They didn't show that part. All right.
Our girl Kelly says that she would pay $35.99 for a Nick underwear show. Now you just got to get 100 more people.
Yeah.
Would you do it for $3,600?
If she wants town, to pay less than that and go to a clothes show, I'll be at Four Shades from May 23rd to 25th.
That's right. In Wichita, you have your clothes on there. Exactly.
Well, that's not as fun.
No.
Come on, Rachel. Nick. Everybody's doing comedy in their underwear these days.
I'm conscious about a lot. I don't think there's any way I would do an underwear show.
Well, I don't blame you, but, you know.
I think it takes a supreme amount of self-confidence to do something like that.
We have Rachel.
Yeah.
Underwear, like Todd Carter. Yeah. She'll be here in about 40 minutes, and she's doing one of those shows. So we're going to ask her how she's feels. How she's going to do
it. I think she's done shows like that in the past.
Got it. So she'll
I think she's extremely confident.
Is it a Teddy show? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that now.
Save your question.
Doesn't sound creepy. Like, no, but
there's
her
no
person,
way you're not going to sound creepy.
I know because
no,
her,
not
her, her, her dad's age.
We got to ask. Is it granny panties?
Is it a thong?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way I'm not going to sound creepy. You're right. So I'm just going to lean into
That's unavoidable.
Yeah, that? If you listen real close, you can hear her turning around.
Yeah.
Right now.
She knows us. You know? She knows us. But she'll be here a little later on. Also, a comedian, actor, George Lopez, too. He's going to phone the program. He'll be in the he's got second season of his Lopez versus Lopez, right?
Correct. Yep.
Leanne Morgan, you know, the comedian we talked to a bunch of times, she just signed the deal with Chuck Lorre.
Oh, really?
To do a multi-cam sitcom. Todd said it was Netflix, right?
Right.
I saw on Twitter this
and
morning.
And so. Two Netflix stand-up specials. Yeah, I just caught that on Twitter this morning.
Oh, yeah.
She seems pretty cool. Yeah.
Are there other comics putting out sitcoms?
What was that now?
Are there other comics putting out like a standard sitcom right now?
You don't see them. They're not really getting hired like they used to, right? You know, that's true. I mean, Chuck Lorre's the best. I mean, he knows how to make things funny, how he did Two and a Half Men, you know. And he does the bookie too, which is really funny, man.
I think it's harder for people because like Nate Bargatze, who had stuff in development.
Yeah,
that dude's one of the most popular comics on the planet.
That's true. You think he could? Because he could obviously act.
If anybody
act.
Could,
when he did that bit about George Washington, I mean,
yeah, he can act.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. You'd think Bert would have one, you know?
Yeah.
Burke could be a big broad comic
Drunk
actor.
Stone Dad.
Exactly. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
It would be
pretty much what he is.
It couldn't be network. Burt's could not be network. He'd need it
to
be.
Well, you'd think so, but Two and a Half Men was pretty dirty, man.
I still think for Burt's brand, he'd be too watered down on
yeah,
network.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
What was the Chuck Lorre with Michael Douglas?
Well, that was great.
Kowalski?
The Kaminsky Method.
Kaminsky.
Oh, yeah, the Kaminsky Method. Yeah,
That didn't star any comics, did it?
No, it was Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Two and a Half Men didn't have comics either, for that matter. They had comic actors who were really funny.
But I'm thinking of the comedians who get the sitcoms.
Doesn't seem as common anymore.
No. You know, that used to be the goal as a comic. You get your own sitcom.
John Mulaney had one briefly.
That's right, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't work, right? Okay. I'm sure there's something to do
with
it.
Even if it doesn't work for that guy, he's brilliant.
A lot of these guys make money. Yeah, you're right. A lot of these guys make more money on the road, I'm sure, than they would. Because sitcoms, you're not going to get the broadly watched shows like you did in the early 2000s and the 90s.
No. Right,
and
because the 80s. And more to choose from.
It's way to choose from. You're not going to get that. Everybody watched the same sitcoms back in those days.
Everybody loves Bert.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What is the new flavor of Pringles that kicks ass? The best. They say it's the best ever. What? There you go. What is it, Todd? The new flavor of Pringles that they fans say is the best.
I believe.
And Nick went, what?
I have a beef with Pringles recently. Well, but what? So this, we go to the wedding. My wife's like, what does everybody want for snacks? I'm going to get Pringles. What kinds do you want? And I'm like, you know, I'm cool with pizza, regular, barbecue, sour cream, cheddar, whatever.
Oh, you give her a whole list. Okay.
So she comes over from the store, and everybody else gets the big cans of Pringles. And I have one small.
You get that small
thing
one?
Of pizza. And she's like, that's all they had for pizza. And I'm like, well, did you not? I mentioned for like a lot of these other flavors that are here, too.
See, that's probably
not
good.
Not that I needed
well,
the extra Pringles.
Well as I know, but you know as well as I know, when it comes to women and the kids and the husband gets the shaft on everything like that. You know, the kids always come first.
She could have bought you two.
She's doing you a favor. Right.
No, he wanted them.
No.
That's not why she did it.
You're going to eat that whole big can.
Yes.
I was going to. All of the Pringles anyway, so why not just get a little one? Because
she was thinking about your fat blood.
I wanted there's more.
That's
Pringles,
not why
there's
she
more
did
Pringles
it.
Than the big one.
I don't need to eat more chips.
I think she just heard that I wanted pizza. Just right. I think it's like anything else. She'll listen to
the first
15% of what I say.
You're right, what'd Nick. It wasn't because she wanted to eat less fat. It was because pizza is what you mentioned, and it's the only small one they had.
That's one thing that drives me nuts is like sometimes groceries will be bought home, and I'll go to eat something, and she'll be like, oh, well, that's not for you. I'm like, well, what is?
Yeah.
What part of these groceries in our house?
Yeah. Like, should I just put my name on what I'm able to eat? Just mark what I'm able to eat.
I've eaten my son's girlfriend's food out of the fridge. It's in the fridge, man. I don't know.
Did you get crap about that?
I try to ask now. I said, if it's his, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I do too. If it's not something.
Sometimes it's hers, yeah.
I would normally eat that she knows that I would eat. I will see something in the fridge that they go, is it normally in the fridge? And I say, can I help myself to that? Or, is there a special designation?
Sometimes I make a call, sometimes I don't.
Right.
Depending
And were the girlfriend's leftovers ordered off of your Uber Eats account?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes it was their own money. So, I'm still not going to be one of those kind of guys that you order the food, but I paid for it. I'm not that guy because then nobody
Just tell
eats.
Them to order you some, too, when they're doing that.
Is it for the anniversary
dinner? I'm not around.
I mean,
sometimes they just bring stuff home. When they're out on the road, that's their own money then.
I wish Christy would buy me smaller bags of chips because
you don't want to smash bags of chips.
I'm going to smash the whole bag anyway, so just get me a small bag. They're so addictive.
But the small lunch bags are just teases, though, man.
Then you're gonna end up buying the big, box of little bags, and that really kind of defeats the whole purpose because then you're just going to have two bags.
Yeah.
No, the chips I like don't come in the box. I like the kettle chips.
Oh, I love
I've never
kettle
seen
chips.
A box of the kettle chips, but I have seen the smaller bag.
You
kettle chips
Christy,
all day, man.
Not the weed.
have you tried, Todd? Have you tried those popcorners chips?
No,
I've started buying those. I remember a couple years ago there was a Super
Are they
Bowl.
Better for you?
Yeah, they're like they're
Is that why? Okay, got it.
They're kind of made out of like it's a, like a popcorny type of material.
Okay. Popcorny stuff,
but they come in like cheddar and sour cream and onion and
I have
okay
and they are good and they are better for you
and they do
give you the satisfaction of eating like a chip. I'm with you on that push. Yeah, I like those
even though it's a popcorny type of material.
If you want to eat it, you'll realize what it is when you eat it.
But it'll take care of that craving. And it is a little bit better.
It's like eating, even though it tastes better than the styrofoam
like,
you
like
get.
Rice cakes. It's not like that.
It's not like rice cakes. No. It actually does give you the chip flavor. Yeah.
Chip.
Yeah, and the satisfaction. It's not as it's not the chip, but it'll do the trick.
A couple years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, there was a Super Bowl commercial with Walt and Jesse from Breaking Bad. They were cooking up the pop chips in the RV.
So what's this great flavor from Pringles?
It is the Texas barbecue brisket. Which sounds
pretty
good.
That's probably pretty good, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
People are saying that's the best ever?
Well, according to some Pringles fan site.
Yeah, okay.
And food Instagrammer.
Well, Nick's on the Pringles fan site.
Their barbecue ones are really good, just a regular barbecue.
Devo. Yeah, well, this is a step beyond. This is Texas barbecue brisket.
Oh, but you see this last line here, Todd. The Texas barbecue brisket comes in close on the heels of another limited flavor exclusive to Dollar General and Walmart, Cheesy Jalapeno Popper. That sounds really good, too.
Nick, is there a Pringles app?
No. What's happening now is that everybody else has Pringles left over, so I'm just slowly taking Pringles from those cans, hoping nobody notices that their cans are like just slowly vanishing.
Two or three from each different can. Yeah, good idea, you know, man.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Your family's very territorial about their
food. I don't get it. What'll happen is they'll just sit there like all. Finish something.
Right.
Yeah.
And that won't happen with everybody. Like, what, we're just going to let these Pringles go stale?
I'm the guy to finish your stuff, too. Yeah. Yeah. I get that. My son will leave a bite laying there. I said, nah, that ain't
going to happen. And also, if you don't want me to eat something, don't put it in the fridge or the pantry.
Or don't leave it outside. Yeah. Put it in your room. Yep. Hide it in your closet, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right. If it's in the kitchen or pantry,
that's good.
Yeah, somebody's like, why'd you eat that? Game. I'm like, I don't know. It was in our kitchen.
I live here too.
Yeah.
Rachel Ware and George Lopez later on. Rachel's going to come in early too. We got some relationship stuff to talk to her about. A couple different stories here coming up. But we wanted a woman's point of view. And she's great. And we're looking forward to seeing her again. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.